Why don't you all just take a breath? A real simple breath. Now, there was a little 2-inch diameter tube that ran from about 8 inches above your head straight through the spine to a point about 8 inches below your tailbone. And when you take this next breath, would you just imagine breathing from both ends right into the heart and then exhaling into a ball of light in the heart. And you don't breathe too deep to make this happen. And just take 6 or 7 of those breaths. And like yourself while you're taking these breaths. For some of you, it's a little difficult to do 2 things at once, I understand, but just try it out. You might surprise yourself. Breathe in from the top and the bottom, let it meet in the heart, and then just exhale. Now this next time that you do it, breathe in and then exhale and then breathe in. See if you can do it all in one motion without stopping and starting and stopping and starting. Now notice if you've stopped that breathing or not. If you have, just see if you can start it again. And as you're breathing, would you give the command to the body to be in neutral? Everything works, nothing's engaged. Just be neutral. Now that the breathing is kind of starting to work and you're in neutral, would you give the command to the analyzer to simply stop thinking? Just have it stop thinking. If it jumps back on, have it stop thinking again. Get very quiet. No work involved in breathing. And be happy. No effort, just sit back. The body will start to breathe by itself in a moment if you just keep your attention on it for a while. have the analyzer be quiet and be in neutral. Nothing to do. Isn't that a great concept? Nothing to do. Just be. And notice if you're thinking, would you just stop thinking? It really is not too difficult to stop thinking. You just have a lot of motion in thinking. It takes a little time to slow it down. Now as you begin to turn off the analyzer, you might find that there's another thought back there. You know this thought. It's you. But you as a spirit thinking and you as a body, emotion, analyzer thinking are two different sets of thoughts. One is bouncing all around, figuring things out, and the other one is a little bit more patient. Now, would you try on that word patience? Would you just put the vibration of patience in your crown chakra? And would you just become patient? All you're doing is sitting in a chair. No, you're actually just sitting in this chair. There's no place to go. And you're here by choice. So would you just be patient and not be in any hurry? Now, notice the body, if the body can be patient. In your process of going, 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 the body is always in motion, it seems. And when you sit down, it wants to keep going. So we just let the body give it the command to just be patient. There's no place to go right now. Now, would you give the first chakra the command to turn down to 10% open? Just feel it turn down, get very quiet. And allow this rose to continue to collect up everybody else's impatience in your space. Anybody notice the change as you turn down the first chakra? Now, would you give the command to the second chakra to turn down to 10% open? Just feel it. Give it the command and feel it. Just get quiet in the body. Whole room got quiet. Now would you destroy that rose? And would you continue just to be patient? There's no place to go. Now would you check and see if the analyzer is kicked back on and wants to talk about everything? Would you just give it the command to be quiet? And give the body the command to be in neutral. One of the first real keys is learning how to take control of yourself. Wonderful concept. Very few people do it. You ever notice people get moved around by other people's wants, desires, thoughts, commands? I know you don't do that, but other people do that. As you begin to control your thoughts, control the emotions, and control your attention point, you can begin to have patience. Now, would you notice that you are getting quiet? There may be some motion still in the body, or the emotions, or the mind. But would you notice you are not those things, and you are getting quiet? Be happy. There's so much energy from other people in your space around simplicity, being happy, being calm, being patient, being simple. Now just check the first chakra again and see if it turned back on. And would you give it the command again to turn down to 10% open? And have the second chakra turn back down to 10% open. Just feel it. As the survival in the first chakra and the emotion in the second chakra begin to get quiet, the distractions start to go away. Then it's easier to distinguish between you, the spirit thinking, and all of the analyzers processing. Now notice the wave of unconsciousness that just hit a lot of your spaces. Just notice, not a big deal. This unconsciousness is called exhaustion. As you start to get to your state of well-being and quietness, there's so much exhaustion from all the motion in your bodies that the body just says, "Let me out of here." Would you allow that unconscious to be there? You don't need to go unconscious. And would you check and see if you're still breathing from the top and the bottom? No problem if you're not. Would you just simply re-engage that breathing? Now, would you like yourself again? Like yourself a little more. Just pretend to like yourself a little more. Now, from right where you're sitting, would you see if you can find the vibration of personal power and command? And notice that the first action is an in-breath. Shoulders go back, head goes back, body moves. Be powerful, be commanding. Be a little more powerful and commanding. Now notice how easy a certain vibration can change your whole focus. Except you begin to hear those voices in your head again. Amazing how they seem to be everywhere. Now, you make a decision from personal power and command to really be present right in your space. And would you make a decision that there's no reason to avoid any longer? Just decide that. And there's no reason to hide any longer. Just decide that. And there's no reason to apologize any longer. As those energies come up to consciousness, and you begin to make some decision, you start to get free. You start to get to a place where what you think, what you do, what you say, what you be, is exactly what you are. Nothing to apologize for, hide from. And would you create another rose? And would you destroy that rose? When you give up your seniority to some others, many times you don't consciously remember that you can take it back. Would you just call back your seniority? Now, there aren't any real bad people in this context we're talking, but there is a lot of pain. And pain talks pretty loudly. Would you destroy that rose? Create another rose? Now would you destroy that rose and create another rose? And in this rose, would you find one person without judging them that you give up your seniority to. Don't beat him up. Don't judge him. Just notice the person. And would you notice if they're in fear? Fear of something. Fear of not being adequate. Fear of not being strong. Not being seen. Not being liked. And as you see that fear, would you notice the fear of hiding in your space? And where I'm looking, maybe that fear of hiding is their fear in your space. Isn't that funny? Oh, sorry. Not even your fear. Let me control you so you don't see how afraid I am of fill in the blank. And in the process of trying to have you see them in some other way than their fear, that fear makes its way into your space. Now, can you find a little bit of amusement with that concept? It's not even your fear you're carrying around. That's hysterically funny. Now, would you give the command to this rose to collect their fear out of your space? When you carry their fear around, then both of you are there and there's limited opportunity for either of you to get out of fear. But when one of you get out of fear, the opportunity for the other to get out, to find their freedom, that expands. In fact, the more you become strong and hold your space without beating them up, it gives them permission to be safe and to get out of their fear. Isn't that a great concept? But to get to that place, you have to know the difference between their fear and your stuff. As you begin to master your thoughts and your emotions, and master your space, and find your sense of personal power and seniority, your ability to move to the word compassion increases. But when you're in push and shove, anger, judgment, resentment, there's no way to find compassion. But when you can see another for the pain and the fear, pain is really mostly fear, unless you whack your finger with a hammer. That just hurts. But most of what you carry around is fear. And the fear creates separation and denial. And then you're in pain because you've stepped out of your relationship with God, outside of the relationship with the one you desire to be with. And when you make a separation, you deny yourself the ability to be compassionate. Now, would you look at that person one more time? Just say hello to them. No judgment. Don't beat them up. And would you just, from neutral, look and see where did they come from? What kind of life did they have growing up? Were they treated well? Were they denied? Now, would you trade places with them? Would you like to walk in their shoes? That's what I thought. Now, you've got your own stuff, but when you go into resistance to this person's pain, what you're looking at is what you get to walk around in. What a great game. This is really hysterically funny, this game. Oh, you don't think so. I see. So, would you destroy that rose that collected their energy up? Be happy. Be happy that's not you that you've thought was you all these years. And can you observe them from the place of being compassionate? You don't have to go there. You just have to recognize where they are and wish them well. If you can be uplifting and of assistance, all you have to do is say hello. If they push you away, just step back and allow it to be okay. They're in pain. It's not about you being rejected. It's about them not being able to have you in the fear and pain that they're sitting in. They may want you a lot, but all that fear and pain doesn't allow them to get there. Too many barriers to jump over sometimes. How would you create another rose and destroy it? And would you be happy? Would you like yourself? It was never you. Never has been, never will be. Now, to create one more rose, now that you're enlightened, would you allow this rose to collect up all of the pain that you've collected, the resentment, the anger, the frustration that you have been killing this person off with for years, and be amused? Oh, isn't that funny? Look at how I acted or reacted in that relationship, that energy, that vibration. And would you consider forgiving yourself? Just simply forgive yourself. Oops. Oops is a great word. Oops. Boy, what a mess of that I made. Oops. Oh well. You can oops and then get amused at yourself. It goes away. It's the getting amused at yourself that lets it happen. But if you like to beat yourself up and then still argue with them over what they said 35 years ago, you'll let them stay in your space. And you'll deny yourself your own compassion, happiness. So would you consider oops and forgiving yourself? Put it in a rose, blow it up. Take a breath. Now, would you find that bright gold dot in the middle of your heart? And would you give the command to the Christed energy to expand and fill you up completely, filling in all the places that you just released somebody else's energy? like yourself. After all, you're just patiently sitting in a chair. Nothing to do. No place to go. When you're all filled up, would you wiggle your toes, wiggle your nose, pat your thighs, stand up and stretch.